the Lord and looking forward to coming and being in another camp meeting here. And I appreciate all the young people and young saints and young children. I'm so glad to be with you tonight, too, all of you, everyone, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful thing to have fellowship in the things of God. It's a wonderful thing. It's a blessed thing. I'm so glad. It was 53 years ago this next month that I surrendered my life to the Lord. And I'll tell you, I am glad and more glad than ever that I did that. I never have regretted it. It's been a wonderful life. Now I'm an old man, but I'm young in my soul. The Lord is real to me, and I'm happy in Him. And if you as young people will just yield to and seek your Maker, remember your Creator, as the Scripture says in Ecclesiastes 12, in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, you will find you'll be glad you did. And I'm so glad. I was not quite 18 years old when I gave my heart to Jesus. And I meant it with all my heart. I gave up the world. I gave up my sinful ways, my things that I was hoping and dreaming and wanting. I gave them up and looked to the Lord. And the Lord has blessed my heart and my life. Oh, I just wish I could tell it like it is. But we'll just do the best we can by the help of the Lord. And I have a message for the service tonight. And I hope that if you will listen, give me your undivided attention for a few moments, a little while, I would pray the Lord to help you to get the message that I have on my heart tonight from the Word of God. Now, I would just like to tell you what it is. The voice of wisdom. The voice of wisdom calling, speaking to you and to me. And what is wisdom saying to us? And how we need to open our hearts to the message of the voice of wisdom. Wisdom is crying. She is crying in the streets and in the lives of people. She's speaking. So I want to go to the Proverbs, book of Proverbs, chapter 1. And may the Lord help us that we will listen to the voice of wisdom. Wisdom is, as the Scripture says in various places, it is the fear and reverence for God. The respect and the honor and recognition that we should have for the Creator, the one who created the world and the sun, moon, and stars, and you and me. We should respect and honor and recognize that God is God, and fear and reverence and respect Him. All right, we have in the first chapter of wisdom of Proverbs and the 20th verse, we have some good thoughts before that, speaking about a wisdom, a wise man. Verse 5, will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And is another place says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, to reverence and respect and recognize the Almighty God who created the world and everything and all the people in it and all the things that are in the world. He created them. They didn't just happen to be. They were created and they were designed and planned and brought into being by a powerful, wonderful, loving, gracious God. Praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, I believe in it more than I ever did in all my life. I believe it. It's opened up to me. And it says here, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She cries in the cheap place of concourse, or the place of people moving and going and living. She is speaking to men and women in the city. In the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her word, saying, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?" Now, this simplicity is ignorance. It's a state of not knowing and not understanding and just going in blindness and darkness of the heart. How long will you love that kind of a thing? Our whole world tonight, dear ones, our whole society is in a state of ignorance and darkness and wrong and just ignorance. They don't know what they're doing. They could know, but they're not wanting to know, and they're not listening, and they're not seeking to know. How long, wisdom says, are you going to love simplicity and delight in your scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you. Because I've called, ye refuse. I have stretched out my hand, no man regarded. Ye have said it not. All my counsel would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity and mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation. Now listen tonight, dear ones. Today we are responsible people. God created you and me. Do you know that God created you? You were planned and you were designed, and God brought you forth. You didn't just happen to be here. There's lots of people think, "Oh, there's no God." There's just a lot of you don't believe there's any God. Is everything just happening? It does this thing. If I would throw this cup of water over in the floor, would you say it just happened? No, I did it. Well, I'm not going to do it. So it's not going to be done. See, everything has a cause. God created it. He put everything in its place. It is there. It subsists because God says, "Let there be." That's right. God is the creator. He's the designer. He planned you and me. We have scriptures in the Bible that tells us that He knew all about you before you were conceived. He knew all about you. In other words, He planned you. He brought you forth. You're not here just by accident. You're not here just to aimlessly drift. You're here because an almighty God saw you and planned you. Listen to the voice of wisdom. She's speaking. She's speaking to your heart. I know she spoke to me in my youth. Fear God. Be careful. Give your heart to Jesus. Be careful. Don't go after those things of the world. Give up the world and its pleasures. Don't do that. Even though you're tempted, yet don't do that, because it'll bring you to ruin. May the Lord help us. Voice of wisdom is crying today in the streets, in the churches, in the homes, in the lives of people. Says, fear God. Give your heart to Jesus. Give up the world. Give up selfish pleasures and all these things that will come to nothing. Give your heart to Jesus. That's what the voice of wisdom is saying. In the 8th chapter, we have it again. Doth not wisdom cry? Verse 1. And understanding put forth her voice. She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, and the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call. My voice is to the sons of men. O simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, and I'll speak of excellent things. And the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth. This is wisdom. Listen. Pay attention. Respond. Do something for God to give your soul the place that it needs to have in Him. Oh, listen, dear ones. Life is real. Life is earnest. And the grave is not to go. Dust thou art,
and death returneth, wasn't spoken of your soul. It's spoken of his body. It's going back to death. But you've got a soul. You've got a part that's part of God himself. And you need to get serious. I tell you, all this foolishness and silliness as people carry on and just ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. And all that is a nonsense. It is something that's going to carry people down to the eternal destruction because they're not listening to the voice of wisdom. The voice of wisdom is calling and trying to help us to see. Another scripture I want to go along with these now is Psalms 19. And this is a wonderful, wonderful scripture, wonderful revelation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, night unto night it showeth knowledge. There is no speech, there is no language where their voice is not heard. What's he talking about? The heavens. Do you ever stop and look up at the stars at night and think about, well, where are they? How far are they from? Where did they come from? Look at all these stars. I've not studied it in depth, but they say some of those stars are not just thousands of miles away. They're thousands of light years away, which means how long a ray of light would take to travel in a year. And what is a speed of light? 186,000 miles a second? Anybody know? Anyway, it's pretty fast. But some of those stars are so far away that they're light years away. Now, that's just what people say. And it's probably got some truth to it. But I want to tell you, dear ones, we're serving a great God that created the stars. Put the stars in his place. The Bible speaks about it. Go out and look at them at night. Look up and see. I used to study, when I was in school, I liked to study about the planets. There's Mercury. There's Venus. There's Earth. There's Mars. There's Jupiter. There's Saturn. There's Uranus. There's Pluto. And there's Neptune. I think there's 9 of them, isn't there? You know, I ever studied about those? Those are planets in the solar system that goes around the sun. Well, the sun, how about that? You want to take a look at that sometime. And don't just say it and then turn away and forget about it. No, well, you don't want to look at it too long. It's too bright. But think about it when you look at it, where that sun comes from. And what is it doing? Is it just shining up there? No, it's going through a cycle. As the earth turns, rotates, the sun rises and sets. And every day, right now, it comes up a little earlier in the morning, maybe a minute or so or less, and then it's a little later in the evening. And it will continue to do that until June the 21st, and then it'll stop, and then it'll start coming back a minute or two later in the morning and a minute or two earlier in the evening. And it goes until from June 21st to September the 21st, then that's what you call equal day and equal night. And the sun is right at the extreme west and east. And then it doesn't stop. It keeps on until December the 21st. And that's when you have the shortest day and the longest night. And then it stops and starts back again. That's where we get our year. And you say there's no God? Go ahead and say it. I know that. God is real. God created the world. He put the sun doing what it's doing. How about that moon? You think the moon just kind of happens to do that? No, the Lord told and spoke the moon into existence. Right now, I think it's waning, and it'll be in the morning, it'll be just a thin sliver, and then it'll disappear. What's happening? It is turning as it moves, and it makes our month. and the sun makes our year.
Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Do you believe it? The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament, that's the heavens, the starry heavens, and all the sun, moon, and stars. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day, or day after day, it utters speech. It speaks. What's it speaking? It's speaking about the eternal God that created me. I'm shining down. God created the sun. They say the sun is 93 million miles away. Well, okay, it might be, and it might be farther than that. But I want to say one thing, it just sets right with me. I'm glad wherever it is. If it was any closer, it might burn us up. And if it gets too far back, we freeze to death. God is God. He knows what He's doing. He's speaking. What is He speaking here? It says, there is no voice. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. There is no place in the world but what somewhere they'll see the sun, and they'll see the moon, and they'll see the stars. And they speak. God speaks in these things. He speaks in these heavenly bodies and what they're doing. He is saying, I am good. I am gracious. I am thinking of you. I want to help you. I am God. You must fear and tremble and yield to me and obey me if you want the real blessings of life. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. You know, I believed in God all through the years, but just recently it's opened up to me what a great and wonderful God we serve. Oh, we have songs about it in our book. We have that song, How Great Thou Art. Oh, that's my... I love that song. Oh, how... Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Your hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the earnest verse displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior, what a God, what a mighty God. How great Thou art. Oh, how great Thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds. Oh, I love the birds. I've loved birds all my life. The little bird nests and how they make them and how they lay their eggs and hatch their little babies. We had a pair of robins built their nest right outside of our dining room window. Right outside, right where we eat our meals. Right up there. She built this nest. She laid her eggs and she sat on it. And we watched it from day to day. Oh, I felt honored that she chose our place. But you know, that's God. God made the robins. He made the Orioles. He made the red-winged blackbirds. He made the little sparrows. He made the bluebirds and hummingbirds. Oh, that's something else. I'll tell you, those hummingbirds, they're something else. I love birds. I love chickens. I love ducks. I love geese. I just love them all. I wish I could have a pet, one of these pet geese, Canadian geese. I just love to have one for a pet. But I guess I can get along without it. But anyway, I just love the birds. They're wonderful. Why? Because I know God made them. God planned them. I've got a book, North American Birds. All kinds of birds imagined. Ugly birds, pretty birds. Big birds, little birds. Fat birds, skinny birds. Oh, long-necked birds and real short-necked birds. All kinds of birds. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, God is great. He planned them all. They didn't just happen to be. What's the message He's saying? He's giving us a message with these things. The voice of wisdom is saying, you should fear and tremble and love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Oh, dear boys and girls, us somehow if I could just bring it out like a feeling. To help you to see how you need God. If you don't love and serve God, what are you going to have? It won't be. You'll be so disappointed. But if you put God first, seek the first, the kingdom of God, our Lord Jesus. Say, where did He come from? Our Lord Jesus Christ, begotten of the Virgin Mary, brought up as the Son of God, gave His life on Calvary's cross as a reconciliation for our sins. God sent the law to help us to see where we were in sin. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge that they're in sin. They don't even acknowledge, I haven't ever done anything wrong. But you have. We all have. And we need God. We need to know where we stand with Him. Humble our hearts and confess our sins and pray to Him for mercy and believe in the one He sent to save us. Oh, the Lord help us, Jesus. Their line has gone out through all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the Son, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Isn't it wonderful to watch the sun rise? Oh, I just love to do that. I love to, morning, it just thinking it starts. I remember that one year we was with the young people down in Mexico and coming back here. And we was going to try to drive all night. And so I told them, I said, somebody drive till midnight and I'll take it over. I did that by faith. I didn't have confidence in myself. So they just needed someone to do it. So I took it over up there, this side of Flagstaff, Arizona. I took it over at midnight. A van full of young people. And they were all sleeping away. They would, some of them come up and sit by me to try to keep me awake, and a little bit they'd be asleep. I looked to God. I drove from midnight till the sun rose. And that was a wonderful experience to watch that sun rise. Oh, I love God. He's so good. He put that beautiful sun up there. Did it just happen to be? All these foolish people in the world, they try to have all these ideas. The Bible tells you the truth. The Word of God is right. He created the sun and the moon and the stars. And the moon, oh, she's my sweetheart. I tell you, I just love the moon. She has got such a soft, sweet face. Just a smiling face. And she just so, her light is so tender and soft and sweet. Isn't that beautiful? Where'd she come from? God put her there. An almighty, all gracious, all knowing, all loving, all kind and merciful God, the creator of the ends of the earth, put that moon up there and told it what to do. And it's still doing it today. Where are we going to come to a place where we recognize and hear the message of wisdom? I open my mouth to you, the sons of men. Fear God. Reverence Him. Give your heart to Him. Obey His Word. Search His Word. Listen to it. Fear and tremble before Him. There was a young man. His name was Robert Pollock. And he wrote, he died when he was about 24 years old. He wore himself out writing and putting down his whole book of poetry, and it's not rhyming poetry, it's what you call blank verse. It doesn't have any rhyme, but it does have a rhythm. And here's some of the things he said. Wisdom took her heart and stood in place of frequent concourse, stood in every gate, by every way, and walked in every street, and lifting up her voice proclaimed, "Be wise, ye fools. Be of an understanding heart. Forsake the wicked. Come not near his house. Pass by. Make haste. Depart. Turn away. Follow me. Me, whose ways are pleasantness, whose paths are peace, whose end is perfect joy. The seasons came and went and came to teach men gratitude, and as they passed gave warning of the lapse of time that else had stolen unheeded by. The gentle flowers retired, and stooping over the wilderness, talked of humility and peace and love." Look at the flowers that God created. Can you? It's all kinds of them. These here are man-made, aren't they? But they look nice. But God makes the real ones. All kinds of roses, lilies, pansies, daisies. They're all kinds of flowers. They're wonderful. We've had a wonderful crop of iris this year, haven't we? Have you all noticed that? Where'd they come from? God designed them and planted them. The roses. Oh, beautiful roses. Where did they come from? God planned and designed them. He depicts us through these created things. Through the roses. Through the flowers. Through the beautiful trees. Look at all the different kind of trees we have. Isn't that one? Did they just happen to be? Oh, nice. They were planned and designed by a wonderful God. I love the trees, the maple trees, elm trees, fir trees, cedar trees, and redwood trees, and just all different kinds of trees. Some big, flat, big round trees, some big tall trees, some little bushy trees. Oh, they're just all kinds of trees. I just love them. I just think some of them, apple trees, orange trees, grapefruit trees. Grape. Look at the grape that grows on the vine. Oh, dear one, God is so good. He's given us all these things. You should serve Him. You should seek for Him. They should seek the Lord. Paul brought that out in his message in Athens, Greece. God that made the world and all things that are therein, seeing He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as though He needeth anything, seeing He giveth to all men life and breath and all things, and hath made all one blood, all nations of men, to dwell on the face of the whole earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should do what? That they should seek the Lord. That's why He did all this. He wants you and me to seek after Him. He wants you and me to get interested and look around and say, God created these things. He created the horses, the cows, the pigs, the goats, the sheep, the oxen. Isn't that wonderful? All different kind of animals. I just love to look at them out there. See them out of eating on the grass, and I think, God made those beautiful animals, white face. And those old, what do you call those ones, got the hump on the back? I mean, He had all kinds of imagination. God made all kinds of creatures. And He made the old elephant. I think it's one of my favorite animals is the old elephant. I just like to go to the zoo and look at that fella all day and never get tired of him. His big old trunk hanging out there and his big old floppy ears and everything. And reaching out and getting hay and eating and all that. Oh, I just love the good old elephants. And then have the old rhinoceros. Now, why did He make such a creature like that? The old horn on his end, his nose. What a terrible, awful creature. But yet, He made him. And the old hippopotamus. How about him? There ain't nothing pretty about him. He's just an old him. He likes to be in the water. Oh, my, all these creatures, dear ones,
the wolves, the coyotes, the tigers and lions and the giraffe. Oh, I like the giraffe. I could just stand and look at them. Those big old giraffe up there in Tulsa, they have a place. No, that's in Springfield. They have a place where you can go up and the big old giraffe comes up and you can pet his head. Oh, they're just beautiful. Oh, my. Isn't it wonderful? What a mighty God we serve. He created all these things. Why did He create them? He created them because He wanted you to be admiring Him and be thankful. And He created you. That's a wonderful thing. He created me. Oh, there's just... He goes on to say here, the ancient oak stood, lifting high His mighty arm, and still to discourage in distress, exhorted loud the flocks, the herds, the birds, the streams, the breeze, attuned the heart to melody and love. Mercy stood in the cloud with the eye that wept essential love. From her glorious bow bending to kiss the earth in token of peace with her own lips, her gracious lips which God of sweetest accent made, she whispered still. She whispered to revenge. She said, forgive. What God, the wisdom of God tells you, don't hold grudges. Don't hold malice and ill will. Forgive people when they do you wrong. That's wisdom. It doesn't pay to hold grudges and be malice and hateful. It doesn't pay. You hurt yourself when you don't forgive. You're hurting yourself. Oh, my. The moon, the sun, rejoicing round the earth, announced daily the wisdom, power, and love of God. This is a 20-year-old man writing all this. He just wrote and wore himself out and died when he was about 24 years old. Robert Pollock, the godly Christian man. He loved God. The moon awoke and from her maiden face, shedding her cloudy locks, looked meekly forth, and with her virgin stars walked in the heavens. Walked nightly there, conversing as she walked, as of purity and holiness in God. In dreams and visions, sleep instructed much. Day uttered speech to day, and night to night taught knowledge. Silence had a tongue, the grave, the darkness, and the lonely waste had each a tongue that ever said, man, think of God. Fear God, the thunder said. Fear God, said the waves. Fear God, the lightning and the storm replied. Fear God, loudly answered back to deep. Oh, dear ones, Lord, help us today. There is a God. Don't question it. Don't doubt it. There is a God that created the world and everything that's in it. And He wants you and me to seek after Him. If you don't seek after Him, He's not going to force you to do it. He gives you the privilege. He gives you, you're a free moral agent. You can choose. You can choose Him or you can reject Him. Let you have your way. But I am so glad that I chose God. There was a little man, a little young boy, black boy, in Africa. Way back in about 1870, somewhere along in there. He was a pawn of the tribes of another tribe had stolen him. And they were demanding his father a ransom, terrible ransom. These were wicked, evil, ungodly people in deepest Africa. And this Kabu was his name. And he was a pawn. And his father would come and bring things to this chief for a payment. And he'd just laugh at him and say, no, you got to bring more. And then they would start beating Kabu. They'd beat him and beat him. And finally his father brought more and they just left him. And so finally they were going to bury him up to his mouth and then smear and hold his mouth open
wedge it open and smear it with some kind of sweet stuff. I don't know what it was. And let the ants eat him up. That's what they did. They did that to a lot of them. They let the ants would come in and start eating his flesh. And ate him up until he had nothing but the bone, the skeleton. And then they would take the skeleton out and show it to people that he's trying to scare them. It's awful. But the day before Tabu was to be buried and given over to the ants, he was suffering and groaning. It was awful. All of a sudden, a great light flashed from the sky, flashed right down on him. And a voice spoke out of the light and said, "Tabu, rise up and flee." And he felt strength come into his body. He jumped up and he ran out into the forest. And that light guided him through the forest. He would hide in a tree trunk somewhere during the day to keep from the other. They were all looking for him, trying to find him. He hid during the day. God helped him to keep hid. And then at night, that light would shine and guide him through the forest. And he came out over there in Liberia. He came out to a place where there was a settlement that people believed in God and worshiped God and was helped trying to have missionary work. That's where he came out. And he saw one of his own kind there, and that made him know that he would probably be welcome. And he came and showed himself, and they welcomed him in. And he began to hear about God. He didn't know anything about God. And he began to hear about God. And he saw this boy that had been, he had known him in his tribe. And this boy was praying. He said, "What are you doing?" Well, he says, "I'm talking to God." Well, said, who's God? "He's my father." Well, you're talking to your father then. Anyway, little by little, light came to that young man's heart and mind, the gospel. And one day, a sister from the United States, a lady, came and was a missionary, and she's trying to help these people with the gospel. And she was reading an account about Paul, Saul of Tarsus, and how he was on his way to persecute the Christians, and how a great light shone from heaven and came down on him and struck him down. And Tabu jumped up and he said, "That's what happened to me. The light shone on." Anyway, little by little, the truth came to him. And he began to seek after God. But he was baptized, and he started doing his best to try to serve God. But he had so much awful bad memories and awful things that happened. He was just in such a very depressed state of mind. But he was praying, and he prayed all the time. And they finally told him. He would pray at night when others were trying to get sleep. They told him, said, "If you're going to pray, you have to go out, get away from us, because we want our rest." So he'd go out in the jungle and he'd pray at night. One night he prayed out there until midnight. He was praying for God. He needed help somehow, help from God. And finally he came back to his room where there were several boys sleeping in this one room. He came back and he said, "I laid down and I was quiet, but my heart was still praying for God to help me." He said, all of a sudden, a light shone down upon him. And it says in that light, all the burden of his heart, all the anguish of his soul, the trouble just swept away. He jumped out of bed. There was no more sleep that night for that bunch of boys. Some of them thought he'd gone crazy. Some of them thought that he got a devil in him. But no, he says, that was my adoption. What it was, the Holy Spirit came down and filled him. And they called him, they gave him another name. They called him Standing Board. I've got the book of it. I've been reading it. Oh, I tell you, God is real. If you seek after Him, but if you kind of dismiss Him and go your way and not listen to the evidence and the words and the message that He has given you, you have your own self to blame if you're not going to have happiness and success. You can have it if you'll just give your heart to God and seek after Him. Anyway, thank the Lord for the voice of wisdom that's speaking to all of us tonight. Fear God and keep His commandments. God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. He's going to bring us all to judgment. That's what Paul said after he told them how they need to seek the Lord. He said, God has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, which was Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us, is our prayer. Thank you for your time and attention.